God, the true and living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you that you've given us the Bible. Thank you that you've shown us who you are and what you're like and what your purpose is for us and for our lives. Help us, Lord, to open up to your truth tonight, to not push it away, but to be willing to be taught, to be willing to hear what you have to say. Help us not only to know about you, but to know you, to know what it is to be forgiven and to have a right relationship with you. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, knowing God, the truth that God is love. Well, what is love anyway? How many different ways have you heard the word love used? Jonathan? When you like each other. So Johnny and Sally might be keeping company together and going out together, and Johnny says, I love Sally. Or your mum and dad might say to each other, I love you. How about if somebody says, I love meat pies? Is that the same?
Chicken nuggets.
I love chicken nuggets. Is that the same? No. Why? Why isn't it the same?
It's not a relationship.
You can't really have a relationship with chicken nuggets unless it's a sort of a chomping and chewing and swallowing one. Yes. Yes, that's right. Love is used in a totally different setting. In some sports, it means a score of zero. But that's not about relationships either, is it? So love is usually used in the setting of a relationship. It's something special, a special feeling that you have towards somebody, a special way that you show that feeling towards somebody. It's to do with relationship. Okay. I just want us to remember a bit about the Bible, that the Bible isn't just a single book. It's a whole library of books. 66 books, and there are 39 books in the Old Testament, all of the period of time leading up to Jesus. And in the New Testament, there are 27 books which tell about Jesus' time forward. The song we sang said it was from 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8. So where do we find that book? It's there in the New Testament. John wrote a few books in the Bible. There they are. He wrote an account of Jesus' life, the Gospel of John. He wrote another two letters, and he wrote the Revelation of John, the particular truth that Jesus revealed to him about how history would continue and how it would come to an end. So John had a special understanding about God and love. How did John know about love and God? Because that's the whole point of what we're talking about tonight. It's knowing God. God is love. John starts off this particular letter we're going to look at a portion of by telling us that he knows what he's talking about. If you look at the first few verses of 1 John, when you go home, look it up. He says, look, I'm not telling you about things that I've just dreamt up or imagined. I was actually there with Jesus. I walked with him, I talked with him, I actually handled him. So when I tell you about Jesus, I'm telling you stuff that I've had experience of. So John, actually, in his own account of Jesus' life, he doesn't talk about himself by name. He calls himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. So he knew what it was to be shown the love of God because of what Jesus said and what Jesus did. And because he's written them down, we can learn them too. And God's Holy Spirit gave John the words to write so we could know about God and about love. And we could actually not just know about it, but know it, know God's love, shown to sinners like us through his Son. So here's the part of the letter that John wrote, the verses that we sang are right there at the very beginning. But let's read this whole portion. John says to the Christian friends that he's writing to, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested or shown towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." It's a word that means it was a sacrifice to pay for sin, and so God would be favourable towards us. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God abides or stays, remains in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this, we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Saviour of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Now, I'm sure you picked it up as we went through, but if we drop out all of that writing, we can pick up a lot of the themes of what we're trying to see tonight. John talks about knowing God and knowing about God in this portion. John talks about love all the way through, isn't it? Beloved, love, love, love. It's all about love. It's about knowing God, knowing about God. It's about love. It's about the truth that God is love. He says it twice in this portion. God is love. It's saturated through telling us about God. It says something special about God, though. If we look at the particular portions I've outlined there, we have God the Father having an only begotten Son. We have God the Father having a Son. We have God the Father has sent the Son. Jesus is the Son of God the Father. God has given us of his Spirit. So we have the truth that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lots of rich truth. And so all of those truths come together in this portion of John's letter. So there it was, all of those things highlighted for us, that portion. 1 John 4 verses 7 to 16 has some really important truths to tell us. So when we think about God and love and us, we pull out the fact that love comes from God. In the actual language John uses, he sort of says love is out of God. Love comes out of God. That's true. We see the truth that God is loving, that God shows love, and he particularly showed that by sending Jesus. The wonderful truth is that John says this is what love's all about, not that we woke up one day and decided to love God, but that from eternity God loved us and sent his Son that so we could be forgiven and we could love him. And because God has loved like that and God keeps loving us, we ought to love. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and he who loves is born of God, as we sang. Okay, all that's true. All that's wonderful truth. But what does God mean? What does John mean when he says God is love? We've looked in this series of Bible talks, we've talked about knowing God, about God's power, his creating power, his awesome nature, and we've seen the way that God in his creative power has said let there be light. He said, let there be the sun, the moon and the stars. Let's call the earth into being. God has conceived of something in his mind and he's actually spoken and made it come into existence. God's got awesome creative power. But that's not what the Bible tells us about love. It's not as though God thought, love would be a wonderful thing to have in my creation. I'm going to create love. I'm going to bring it into being. The Bible tells us that God is love. He didn't have to create love. He already is love. How can we even begin to get a handle on that idea? Well, it's not just a figure of, you've probably seen this company, Toys R Us. What do the people who founded that company mean when they say, Toys R Us? Toys R Us, we sell toys. Toys are so much part of our business, we're so much about toys, we want you to think that toys are us. Now, if we went to the house of, you know, the people who owned that company and looked at them, do you think they'd actually be made up out of toys? Do you think it's really true that toys are them? It's a figure of speech, isn't it? It's a way of trying to convey a message. But when the Bible says God is love, it actually means it. It means that if we look deep into the very nature of God himself, we find that God is in himself love. It's not a figure of speech like Toys R Us. When the Bible says God is love, God really is love. How can that be? Well, let's think back to what John told us about in that letter. God exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He told us that clearly. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, but they're all different. The Son isn't the Father isn't the Holy Spirit isn't the Son. They're separate, they're distinct, but they're all God. But the wonderful thing, and John's a really helpful witness to this, because John was there at a time just before Jesus was crucified, and he was praying to his Father. And John, along with other of Jesus' followers, was there, and he overheard the prayer, and he wrote it down so that we could read it and learn from it. And in that prayer, Jesus spoke to his Father and said, God, I pray that my disciples would know the sort of love that you and I shared before the foundation of the world. So we know from the Bible that the Son loves the Father and the Father loves the Son. And that's so much part of the very nature of God, that the Father loves the Holy Spirit loves the Father, the Son loves the Holy Spirit loves the Son. That within the very nature of God, within what he actually is in himself, love is totally bound up. And the wonderful thing is, the way we learn about love, the way we fully experience love, isn't just by being in a loving relationship with another person. It's also by observing the loving relationship of others. Think of, you know, if any of us have had the privilege of having a mum and dad who really loved each other, who loved us, who brought us up and taught us what it was to love each other. I know not everyone has that experience. Hopefully in the family of God, within the church, it's something that God can bless us with. But wherever we have that experience of being able to look on and seeing two other people who love each other, it teaches us what love's like. It teaches us what love's about. So just think. The Son loves the Father. The Father loves the Son. The Holy Spirit can observe the love that exists between Father and Son. And the Holy Spirit also knows what it is to be loved by the Son, to be loved by the Father. He knows what it is to love the Son and to love the Father. He can also see the love between them. Tied up within the very being of God is this whole network of love. And I believe that just gives us a tiny glimpse. It doesn't explain it. We can't understand how God can be three persons in one. We can't totally understand this network of loving relationships. The Bible tells us that that's what God is. It just gives us the beginning of an understanding of what the Bible means when it tells us God is love. Love isn't something God invented, not something that God said, oh, this is missing from the universe, I better create it and introduce it into the universe. It was there right from before the foundation work for the world was even begun. Jesus said to his Father, we had love between us before the foundation of the world. And as John reminded us, what flows out of this whole network of loving relationship? He says, this is what love's all about. Not that we loved God, but that God loved us. Part of a natural outpouring of love is to want to share that love with others. Now, God didn't need to create a universe, to create a human race to have a relationship with. He already had a rich relationship within himself. But love expresses itself in wanting to share love. God created a human race, but we rebelled against him. The Bible tells us that even to his enemies, God shows love. When the rain falls to grow food for us, when the sun rises to give us warmth, that's a reminder of God's love shown generally to the whole human race. But the special way that God's shown his love is by sending his Son to be, as John said, using that big word, propitiation, to be a sacrifice, to pay for sin, so that God could be favourable towards us. And what's the thing that flows on from that? If we're someone who's laid hold of that loving outpouring from God, that gift of his Son that he's given, if we've trusted in what Jesus has done to make us right with God, John says, beloved, let us love one another. We should love those who also have trusted in Christ. And of course, we should also show love to those who don't know God's love and share that good news with him. So, I hope that that's just given us a bit of a glimpse into what the Bible is wanting us to understand when it tells us God is love. It's an important part of knowing God.